Unit 6, Text B. John Thomas's Cube by John Lamert. John Thomas Thompson, aged 8 years and 9 months, lived in a house with an old, warped, but extremely large and fruitful apple tree in the backyard. Beneath this tree, leaning with his back against the trunk, or in it, wedged between forking limbs, John Thomas often took refuge. Here he came to escape the turmoil of his expanding world and to dream the dreams and think the thoughts important to a boy aged 8 years and 9 months. John Thomas went out to visit this tree at 7:30 o'clock of the morning of September 30. He didn't even wait for his breakfast. He just tumbled out of bed, threw his clothes on, and dashed out. He wasn't much more than past the door when he set up a clamor for his mother to come and see what he had found. His mother, however, was busy making toast and frying bacon and pouring John's father's coffee. She called to him to hurry back into the house and eat his breakfast, and to be sure his hands and face were clean, or else he would be late for school. John Thomas ordinarily was an obedient boy, but on this morning he ignored his mother's summons. "But mother," he said, "it's the queerest thing I've found. A little block of metal so heavy I can't lift it. Come and see. Please, mother." "You might just as well," John Thomas's father said.